This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. The city of Seattle is about to do something no city has ever done before. That's raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour. The wage will increase over the next several years. Because this is uncharted territory, the city has asked a group of scholars to follow what happens and to report back their findings to the city as the wage phases in. KUOW's Deborah Wong joins us now with more information on that research. Welcome, Deborah.
Hey, Ross.
So what are these scholars trying to figure out?
Well, broadly speaking, they're trying to find out who will be helped and who will be hurt by this minimum wage rise. And, there are something like 100,000 people in the city who make less than $15 an hour whose lives could potentially be affected by this new minimum wage. There are also thousands of employers in the city who will be affected as well because this is money out of their pockets. So the researchers want to take a look at all of those elements as the wage is being rolled out, because it will be phased in over the course of several years, and they will be watching and reporting back to the city what happens.
Now, this isn't the first time a minimum wage has gone up. This hasn't already been well studied?
This has been well studied to a certain extent. And there have been a lot of studies of previous minimum wage increases in cities and states, but the person who's heading up this study takes issue with many of them. His name is Jacob Vigdor. He's the Daniel J. Evans Professor of Public Affairs at the University of Washington, and he's a labor economist. Now, according to Vigdor, the previous literature on minimum wage increases hasn't been very instructive because they've come primarily from two different camps, two different dueling camps of economists. On the one hand, people who believe that minimum wage increases are fine, that they don't have a negative effect on the economy at all. And on the other side, people who believe that higher minimum wages do negatively affect the economy. Now, here's Jacob Vigdor explaining that.
As often happens in economics, you have two people using different methodologies. Neither methodology is perfect. Both of the methodologies have flaws. And so the whole academic discourse kind of resembles a shouting match where you have people saying, well, my method's better. No, my method's better.
Now, I remember during the minimum wage debate, the city commissioned its own study by scholars at UC Berkeley, and the conclusion was there were no negative impacts of previous minimum wage increases.
Yeah, and Vigdor says that those economists from UC Berkeley do fall into one of those two camps that we talked about, the camp that believes that there are no negative effects from minimum wage increases. And those are the studies that are often cited by proponents of raising the minimum wage.
So what's Vigdor's position?
Well, I asked him that question.
You're going to be looking at the Seattle minimum wage. Where do you fall in those two camps?
I'd say, you know, my own personal view is that the minimum wage is a mixed bag. And to really think about whether it's a good idea or not, we kind of have to open up the bag and look inside it.
So how is Jacob Vigdor and his crew going to unpack that bag? They're just going to dump it on the couch or unpack it carefully? What's going to happen?
Well, there will be 9 investigators, 7 from the University of Washington and 2 economists from the State Employment Security Department. And they're going to be looking at a bunch of things. They're surveying a broad range of employers to see how they respond to the wage increase. For example, are they opening or closing their businesses? Are they raising prices? Are they cutting back staff or cutting back working hours or benefits? And they're also going to be tracking jobs data from the state. And they're going to be identifying 40 low-income families and following them over the next 5 years to see what effect the new wage has on them. And this is something that researchers haven't done before. Vigdor says in the past, they've tended to focus on jobs data, and they haven't really looked at how individuals are affected by the wage increase. You might expect that low-income folks would benefit greatly from a wage increase, right?
Yes.
But there are all these extra questions. Who are the people getting these wage increases? Are they being harmed in other ways? Sometimes one of the things you expect to happen when your wages go up, your eligibility for public benefits declines. When your wages go up, you may discover that the cost of living has gone up because businesses have raised prices. So understanding the extent to which higher wages translate into better life has been kind of off the radar screen. And that's really what our goal is here in this project in Seattle, is to take the literature someplace where it's never been before.
So then what happens with all this data they're going to gather?
Well, Victor says the city wants to know what they find as the wage is rolling out. So they'll be providing pretty constant feedback to the city. They're doing baseline studies now, and they'll issue their first big report probably in 2017 and another one in 2019. And lots of people are going to be interested in this data because it may be the best studied major minimum wage increase ever. And you can be sure that other cities and states are going to be watching to see what happens.
Deborah Wong, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is KUOW's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.